Good morning. Is there any investor connected at the moment? Hello? Hello. Good morning. Okay, thank you. Hi. Okay, we are going to start with the presentation. My name is Juliana Cardona, member of the legal department of BBVA Colombia. To this event is also connected Mario Nigrinis, director of the Assets and Liabilities Committee. The presentation is available both in English and Spanish, and you can find it in our website, www.bbva.com.co, on investor attention and clicking the link financials.
Spanish version available at the moment? Is it just Spanish version at the moment?
At the moment, yes, it is.
So there's no English version yet?
English as well, both. Both versions.
Okay.
Okay. Is there any question? Additional? No.
No. Do you want to go through your presentation first? Because I can't really read Spanish. But
okay,
anyway, you can just go through your performance in Q1, and then I'll have some questions.
Okay, well, with any further to say, Mario Nigrinis, you can start with the presentation.
Good morning, everyone. So today we are going to talk about the first quarter results for the bank. As you can see on the presentation, on slide 3, we have a discussion about the economic background. So as you may be aware, in the case of emerging markets, the first quarter was not an easy quarter in terms of economic activity. It was a lot of uncertainty, in special because of the economic results in China and also because of the speech of the Fed and the central bank in Europe. With this in mind, our research team reviewed the economic forecast for this year. And we are currently expecting a GDP growth of 2% and 3% in the next year. There has also been a shock in inflation. There has been a rise, but has surprised not just the Colombian analysts, but also the central bank. And therefore, the central bank has increased its interest rate in a very important way. By the end of 2015, the central bank rate used to be 5.75%. Nowadays, it's 7%. And today, in the central bank meeting, actually, the market is expecting a new increase of 25 basis additional points. So it's going to be a total increase expected, including the expectation for today of 150 basis points on the year so far. Regardless of this more challenging economic environment, actually the bank is doing well, and we will see in detail that, as you can see on slide 4, actually the results have been resilient in spite of the challenging environment. We have kept a differential risk profile. And also, we had continued to strengthen our capital to have a more solvent bank. So, going to detail on what has been the results for the first quarter, first of all, as the relevant figures, it's important to highlight that all of them are in 1,000 million Colombian pesos, and also that, as you are aware, since 2014, the bank is reporting under the IFRS standards, so the figures are comparable. In the case of the balance sheet, the total assets increased 16.5% compared to the first quarter of 2015. Also, when you compare with the net portfolio, it has increased almost 19%. This is actually the investment portfolio, the loan portfolio. And our deposits from clients increased almost 16%. Concerning the results, our net interest margin increased 3.1%. We had also a rise in the gross margin of 7.7%, but total profit decreased 17%, and we will explain in detail the reasons of these results. Finally, we had an important increase in our eligible capital up to 5.2 billion Colombian pesos, which increased our solvency ratio up to 13.3%, and we continue to improve our cost-to-income ratio. It is currently at 47.3%, the one that is available up to February in 2016, and it has decreased in almost 30 basis points. So when you look at the balance sheet, first of all, as I mentioned before, the activity, when you compare the total loan portfolio of the first quarter of the year with 1 year ago, it is increasing almost 20%. It is 19.5%. And along with it, it's an increase in the impairment of almost of 22%. So actually, the increase in the loan loss reserves is more due to the activity of the bank rather than a change in the risk profile. You will see this in detail in a few slides ahead. Comparing the case of the liabilities, as already mentioned, the deposits increased almost 16% compared to 1 year ago. And I think the most relevant here will be the increase in the stockholders' equity of 7.7%, which is related to the decisions made by the shareholders' meeting by the end of March, where I will explain in further detail later. Our legal reserves were increased by an amount equivalent to a 50% of the profits of the previous year. So when you check at the income statement, actually what is happening is there is an increase